You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Jess Mador. As we approach the end of President Donald Trump's first full month in the White House, we've heard a lot these past few weeks about how divided many people across the country are feeling. So we wanted to hear what people in downtown Dayton have to say about Trump's performance so far. To find out, we sent WYSO intern Josh Chenault out to Courthouse Square. He asked people to share their thoughts on the new president.
In 10 words or less, can you describe Trump's first few weeks in office?
I think it's been interesting, to say the least. I think, in 10 words or less, interesting.
Why has it been interesting?
I think he is the only president that I've ever known of to tweet as much and be on social media as much.
Disruptive. Inadequate. Because of the hatred that transcends human compassion.
Unsettled, and I think he's going too fast.
Very destructive and unappealing to America.
Combative and very vocal and just aggressive. But I think we expected him to kind of tone it down some, and it seems like it's gotten worse. He's held to his rhetoric, I guess.
In 10 words or less, can you describe Trump's first few weeks in office?
A man of his word. He's shaking up the establishment. And for me, it's a little unnerving, but at the same time, it's exciting all at once.
I think he's running it from, like, his own personal gain. Like, he's doing things that he feels needs to be done, but he's doing them in the wrong way.
I tend to have more conservative views, so for the most part, I haven't had any problems or issues with what he's been attempting to do.
I would say that he does more for the military, which is why I personally voted for him.
How would you describe Trump's first few weeks in office?
To tell you the truth, I haven't really even been following. I just don't pay attention because I'm not impressed with him. I was not a Trump voter.
Honestly, don't know.
Why don't you know?
Because I ain't been following it.
Well, why haven't you been following it?
Not into politics.
You're not into politics?
No.
And you're just not a fan of Donald Trump?
No, I'm not a fan of him neither.
Have you not been following it because Obama is no longer in office?
Yes.
That's the real reason.
Yes, that's the reason.
You've been listening to the voices of people in and around downtown Dayton, recorded by WYSO intern Josh Chenault. We'll hear more of what people in our region have to say about the first full month of President Donald Trump's administration later this week. Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Jess Mador.